We are on Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis, starting the Mishnah. The Pasuk says, V'yotzo El HaMizbeach Ashalifnei Hashem. We are speaking about the Kayan Godel had already made the 16 Matonis, the 16 Hazoyis in the Kodesh Kadoshim, and he made 16 in the Heichal Keneged the Paroiches. And now the Pasuk says, after doing this, V'yotzo El HaMizbeach Ashalifnei Hashem. Now he goes towards Mizrach, and he goes to El HaMizbeach Ashalifnei Hashem, Ze Mizbeach Hazot. This is the Mizbeach Hazot. Hischil Mechatei V'yoyrei. Now he started making matonis. We'll see the Lashon, Rashi has a unique taich in mechate, but the Poshet the Rishonim say mechate means is the Lashon of purifying. That the matone was chateine be'ezoi be'eto. So mechate, so he's going now to make four matonis and the four krones of the Mizbeach Hazot. Hischil mechate v'yoyret. So he started to be mechate v'yoyret. Meheichan hu maschil. Where, from which corner does he begin to make the matonis? He's going to make four matonis and the four kronis. Mikerem mizrachis tzofonis. So he goes towards mizrach tzofen. Tzvoinis Marovis, then he goes, he's on the Ruach Tzofen, he goes Tzvoinis Marovis, he goes towards Meirit. Marovis Droimis, then he goes towards Dorim, that is to his left. Droimis Mizrochis, and then he goes to the Droimis Mizrochis. Mokeim Shuhu Maschil Bechatos Al Mizbeach Achitzein. Now this fourth Keren, Droimis Mizrochis, that means, by Achatos Chitzoyne, the Kohen used to walk up the Kevesh and make a right to the Keren, which was Droimis Mizrochis. So this was the first Keren. And then the Kohen went from Droimis Mizrochis to Tzvoinis Mizrochis, then Tzvoinis Marovis, and Marovis Droimis. That is what the Kohen used to do by Achatos. Is mokayim shuhu maschil bechatos al mizbeach achitzein. The place where he started the matonis bechatos al mizbeach achitzein. Misham ho yogoymer al mizbeach apnimit. So the Tanakama holds that he ended. That was the last keren he went to. That was mizrochis droinis. Now let us see Rashi. Ze mizbeach hazot, the ilu mizbeach hachitzein lav lifnei Hashemu. It says in the posik v'yotzal a mizbeach hashalifnei Hashem, that's lifnei the kodesh kadoshim. So this is the mizbeach hazot. Maschil hischil mechatei v'yoyret. So the matonis were Mechatei v'yoyred, so it's a loshen yeridi. He went on the keren milamaylo lemato. So Rashi says as follows: Mishum de svirelei lahay tane. This tana holds hakofe beregel, that the koyin went around the mizbeach by foot. That means if we will picture. This was the Mizbeach Hazov. Now the whole Mizbeach Hazov was two ames tall and an ame by an ame. So theoretically, and according to the next time, according to Rabbi Lezer, the Kohen Gadol could stand by one keren and make the batonis and all other three kohenim. And according to the next time, he did that. But according to the Tanakhame, the Kohen Gadol did not stand in one place and made the Dalet Matonis from where he was standing. No, he went from corner to corner. So according to the Tanakhama, we will assume that this is Mizrachis Tzvoinis, we will assume this from, this is Mizrachis Taka, so this is Mizrachis Tzvoinis, this is Taka, the Ruach Mizrachis Tzvoinis. So he went as follows, he went from Mizrach Tzofen, Mayrib Tzofen, Mayrib Dorim, Mizrach Tzofen. That's where he went. But he walked around to each camp. So Rashi says, Mishum de svira leila hai tana. Since this tana holds, hakofe beregel, ki di omar bigmore, vechol matone umatona hoiso bekeren shelefono. When he made the matone, he was standing in front of the keren, vishamuchloi, who was near him. That means, what does Rashi mean near him? Because according to the other tana, it wasn't near him. He stood over here, And he made the matana over here. But according to this tana, it was near him. Whether he walked to each keren before he made the matana. V'tzorech litein, therefore, since this is the situation, he has to make the matana milemailo lemato. He has to go on the keren, if this will be the keren, so he has to go milemailo lemato. He has to go from the top of the keren to the bottom of the keren. Why? Ki heichi deloy netavsei money. In order that the ksoinis, the big dekunis, should not get full of blood. Now Rashi is going to explain why it is this way. So Rashi says as follows. Number one, shahamizbeach govoya amosayim. The mizbeach was two amos tall, and let us try to figure out the height of a person. A normal person was three amas. So this is two-thirds of his height. Now we'll see soon what Rashi means. And therefore, since the Mizbeach was two amas tall, the Ebsha Litzadeid Roshei Etzvaoisov Lemato, therefore, it is difficult for him to be Mitzadeid Roshei Etzvaoisov Lemato, that the Roshei Etzba should be facing downward, it should be going vertically down. The loses hamatone bekeren milamato lemailo. And make the matone bekeren milamato lemailo. Since the mizbeach is two amos tall, he cannot put his hands vertically down and make the matone milamato lemailo. Why not? Let's look at another Rashi. Rashi further, and afnun tesamet aleph, says as follows. Rashi in the Dibur HaMasro Bar Kulam Hu Noisin Milamalo Lamato. So let us see the third line of this Rashi. The Hoyel V'Govoya Hi Yoiser Miyodoi, since the Mizbeach was higher than his hand, Tzorech Liyeis Roshei Etzba Oisov Lamailo. So he has to have the Rosh Etzba is going milamailo lamata. The Rosh Etzba is not facing milamata. It can't be mitzadet Rosh Etzba oisav lamata. Now exactly what does this mean? I think this means as follows. If the Mizbeach was lower than 2 amos, so the Mizbeach is here, then he could hold his hand. His hand could be vertically down. He'll bring his hand to the keren and he'll lift up his hand and there won't be any problem whatsoever. But since the mizbeach is taller, so he can't go and hold his hand straight vertically down. He has to bend his hand. Now, if he bends his hand, he cannot make this part of the hand can't. If the hand is bent this way, he has to lift it up to the keren. He can't make it vertically down. The hand is more or less also going horizontally. And for some reason, it is then difficult to go like this when the hand is in such a position. Exactly why, I don't know, but it is difficult. If the holding the hand like this, to go like this is difficult. So therefore, he has to hold, well, this is much easier. So he'll hold his hand straight up, so then it's easier to make this matone. It's easier, it seems, to make the matone. Since the kerem is tall, so it is, he cannot hold his hand downward since he has to lift up his hand. The arm has to be lifted up. So he has to have his etzba facing, going upwards vertically. The etzba is going lemaila. The Evsha Litzadeid Roshe et Ba'oisav Lamato. He cannot, since he has to lift up his arm, he cannot have his hand going down vertically. And Rashi says, because the Gavoyahu Yoisav Miyodai, Tachlias Roshe et Ba'oisav Lamato. If he can't do this, losses, losses hamatona bekeren milamata lamal. That he can't do. Va'al kolchoi, therefore, roshei et ba'oisav lamailo. So he's going to put on the matona, his finger will not be facing downwards, will be facing upwards. Roshei et ba'oisav lamailo. Uchshu noisein, be'etba, Kineget chudo shel keren. Now he's going to put his finger by the tip of the keren. V'noisein matona arucha umeshucha. Now he's going to make a long matona. Im moishech milamato lemailo. If he's going to be moishech milamato lemailo, hadom zov lesoich beis yad ksoine shaloi. Then the dam will drip in to the sleeve of his ksoinis. V'tzorech litein milamaylo lemato. Now, my shvager wanted to explain Rashi as follows. If the keren is over here, if he's going milamato lemaylo, now, he dipped his finger into the dam, he's going milamato lemaylo. It could be when he's by the bottom of the keren, his finger could be more or less in the horizontal position. But as he's going up, the finger gets more in the vertical position. And the time it takes by the time it'll be up in the complete vertical position, so the blood will have time to drip on his finger and to drip on the sleeve of the ksoinis. If he's going milamato lemailo. If he's going milamailo lemato, so it seems the only time his hand is in a vertical position is when it's by the top of the keren. By going down, he could make his finger more in horizontal position. So the blood will not drip horizontally, so the blood will drip down, but it won't hit his sleeve. If he's going milamato lemailo, so then while he's going up on the keren, the hand gets more vertical, And it becomes the dam will drip down on his hand and will be melachlech the ksainis. That is what Rashi is saying. So be'etzem Rashi is telling us two things. Rashi is explaining the hitis loshen of Rashi, and the sugya would seem like that. Somehow it is zicha preferable that the matana should go milamato lemaila. That's how it should be. No, Rashi said we can't do this. He cannot make his etzba facing downward and go up milamato lamalo. That he can't do because the mizbeach is too tall. That's what Rashi says later. So he can't do that. So the only way he has to have his etzbois facing lamailo. If his etzbois are facing lamailo, so if he'll be going up, he'll dirty his sleeve. So therefore he's to go down and then he won't dirty his sleeve. So that's why it is milamaila lemata. Noket loshen mechate v'yoyret. Now Rashi says, what's the loshen of mechate? Mechate loshen yeride. So that means it's telling us the direction of the matona is going down. Kedemrine b'menoches, the Gemara says in menoches, Noisei, the oif carries a beya, oilet goes up, mischate, and it brings it down. So there we see mischate is a loshen yiride. More or less, this is pshat in Rashi, I think. I saw the Baltanure Mishnayis. The Baltanure Mishnayis explains why he can't hold his hand facing, why he can't hold the etzba facing downward, going up. So he says, this is the lashon of the Baal Tanura, she evshaloi letzadei droshe et ba'oisav lamato, ela lamailo. He has told it this way, not this way. Shim yitzadei droshe et ba'oisav lamato, v'yitein matone milamato milamailo, Arei hadom zov l'seich beishyat k'sayne shaloi. So if he'll hold his hand this way, going up, the k'saynes will get full of dam. I can't begin to understand how that works. No one says anything on the Baal Tanura. It's absurd. No one says anything. But Rashi seems to be saying a different reason. The reason he cannot hold, he cannot be metadid as ba'is of lamato, is because Rashi says, because it's gavoy. That's how the Gois Rav Simcha Midesvei explains this Rashi, with Rashi daf nun tes. So al koponim, according to this Tana, that this Tana says that he was standing in front of each Keren, Bishas the Matone. So therefore, the only practical way the Matone could have been made was Mila Milo Lemato, and then he had no problems. That is Pshat in the Mishnah according to Rashi. Mokain Shuhu Maschil Bechatos al Mizbeach Hachitzay. The place where he started Bechatos amizbeach achitze. That means, if we will assume this is the mizbeach, here's mizrach, here's dorim, here's tofen, here's mairit. So the kevish was in dorim, so he used to start on the keren droimis mizrachis. That was the mokim where he started, by the chatos amizbeach achitze, then the keren droimis mizrachis, kiddisnam bezem lekaimam. So over here, by this chatos apnimi, Shom Goimer am Mizbeach HaPnimi, every time Amrin and Begmore. And according to the Tanakhama, he had started Mizrochis Tzvoinis, Tzvoinis Marovis, Marovis Troimis, Troimis Mizrochis. So he ended over here, the last Matona by the Chatas Pnimi was the Ruach, where the first Matona was by the Chatas Chitzayim. That is the Tanakhama. Rabbi Lezer Oimer, let's go further in the Mishnah. Rabbi Lezer Oimer, bim koimoi hoya oimed. He did not walk around all four kronis. Bim koimoi hoya oimed, umechate. He was stood in one place and he made the four matonis. We mentioned the whole Mizbeach was an amal amas. He didn't have too much of a problem to make the four matonis. Val kulon hoya noisein milamato lemailo, and all the three kronis he made milamato lemailo, chutz mizu shaisa lefonov shaya noisein milamailo lemato. So that means as follows. According to Rabbi Eleza, let's say for practical purposes, he stood in Mizrochis Tzvoinis. He stood over here. So on the other three corners, since he bent over his arm, over the Mizbeach, to get to the corner, so Memele, then he could be Mitzadet Roshe et Bo'itov Lemato, he could go Lemato Milamailo, and there'll be no problem, his tzaynus won't get full of dam, and he can do this very easily. So on all the corners, he can do this he can do. Only the keren that he was standing in front of, this he couldn't, as we said before, he couldn't go like this, and he couldn't go like this, so he had to go milamailo lamata. So that's what the Mishnah says. According to Rabbi Lezer, bimkoima hoya oimed umechate, val kulon hoya noisin milamata lamaila, the other three kronis were milamata lamaila, chutz mizu shaisa lafonam shay noisin milamailo lamata. So that's the difference between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Lezer. According to the Tanakhama, all the kronis were samuch loy. So he had to make it milamayla lamato. According to Rabbi Lezer, only one keren was samuch loy. The Rishonim ask on Rashi. Rashi says, umechate means a loshen yoyrei. That's how Rashi translates it. We said the Ritva, the Tosis Shishonim, when umechate is a loshen, is metaya. Chateini beizei ve'etel. So they ask, according to Rashi, why in Rabbi Eleza does it say, Bim koimoi hoya oimeid umechate? He wasn't yoyrid mim koimoi, peker. And all three corners he went up, he went milamata lamailo. Rashi says, mechate means yoyrid. So it's not true, he wasn't yoyrid mim koimoi, he went milamata lamailo, he went up, not down. So that's the kasha that the Rishonim ask on Rashi. So we see Mechate means something else. Mechate is a loshen. He was Metaya. Chataini Beisei Veto. Period. So now we finish the Dalet Matonis. Hizo, after he made the Dalet Matonis, see now he spritzed al Tahorei Shal Mizbeach and the Gag HaMizbeach Sheva Pomim. So Bemele, after he finished the Kronis, he spritzed seven Matonis and the Tahorei Shal Mizbeach. Ushiyorei Hadom. Now, what did he do with the rest of the dam? We heard him, the dam apor and the dam asoy. What did he do with the rest of the dam? That means when he came out into the Azore, he left the Heichel, so the first Keren, which was Marovis Tzepoinis, this was the first Keren he met from the Mizbeach Achitzin. So on that Yisoid, he was Shoifech the Dam. V'shel Mizbeach Achitzin, but Achatos Chitzino, what did he do with the Shiyorei Adam? So Achatos Chitzino, he went up from the Kevish from Dorim. Achatos Chitzino, he went first, Droimis Mizrochis, Mizrochis Tzvoinis, Tzvoinis Marovis, Marovis Droimis. So when the Kohen finished the Avoide of Achatos Chitzoina, he ended up by the Yisoid Droime. He was by Dorim already. So he was Shoifer, the Dam, by the Yisoid Droime. Not by the Yisoid Marovis Tzvoinis, no Marovis Droimis. That's what the Mishnah is saying. Shemizbeach Achitzein, ho Yishoifer al Yisoid Droime. Now what happened with these Domim? Eilu ve'eilu misarvim bo'oma. In the Yisod there was two small holes, Rashi says in Psochim, and the dam went through these holes. It went into a canal that was going through the Beis HaMikdosh, v'yoytzim l'nachal Kidroin, and then eventually went out to Nachal Kidroin, and it was a bloody water that was going out, v'nimkorim l'ganonim l'zevel. So this water was sold to gardeners for fertilizer. It was good for fertilization. Umayalin bohem. And if a gardener decided to use this water without paying for it, so there was an issa meila. Let us see Rashi. Rabbi Elezer Oimer, lo yhoyo makifoi beraglo. He did not walk around from corner to corner. Shreikuloi eine ella amo al amo merubas. The home is beach is an amo al amo. Vekiven shen shloishes hakronais smuches loi. And since the other three kronis are not next to him, yochelitein milamata lamaila. There he is, no problem. Then he can go milamata lamaila. Chutz mizu shu oimed etzlo shehilafonot. But the one that he's standing in front of, we said before, he can't make the Rosh Yitzboisov to face downwards. Elo lamaylo, he has to make it facing upwards. V'tzorech limshoich amatona milamaylo lamato. Shemoishcha milamato lamaylo hadom zov l'soich beis yad kutontoi. The dam will drip into a sleeve. Hizo al tohoroi, acher shegomar matonis akronis, after he finished the four matonis, maze olov sheva po'omim. So now he was maze on the Gag HaMizbeach seven times, kedersiv hizo olov minado. Tohoroi, what does tohoroi shamizbeach means? Meforesh pigmore. Shal mizbeach achitz, and what would he do of the shiore dmei chatois achatzoinis? O yeshoifech al yesoid droimi, betayme meforesh bigmore. Eilu v'eilu domim achitzoinis, v'achitzoinim v'apnimiim, hanishpochim al yesoid mizbach oilo, o yeshoisesim v'noiflu min a yesoid al ritzpo, they ran out from the yesoid to the ritzpo, misalvin ba'omo, siloin shebazor ha'yetzun achol kidroin, leganonim baliganois, let us see the Gemara. Tanu Rabono, v'yotzo el hamizbeach. The Pasuk says, by the Avodas Kohen Gadol, v'yom HaKippurim, V'yotza el ha-mizbeach. He should go out towards the mizbeach. Ma Talmud Loima. Let's just have a preview of what the Gemara is going to say, so then we'll understand that the Gemara just brings the drosha. Lemaise, there was a difference. There were three times that the Koyen was mazeh on the Paroiches. He stood in the Heichel, was mazeh on the Paroiches. One time was Yom Kippur, then he stood in front of the Paroiches. That means the Paroiches is here, he stood in front of the Paroiches, the Mizbeach was in back of him. That was Yom Kippurim. And later when he made the Matonis, the Yotso El HaMizbeach, he left this area, Bein HaMizbeach LeParoiches, and he went towards the Mizbeach, he went in the front of the Mizbeach to the Ruach Mizrochis. That is what was done Yom Kippurim. By the Par Koyin HaMashiach and Par Helam Dovo, right, which is also Achatas Pnimi, he also was Maze and the Paroiches, but he was Maze and the Paroiches, he did not stand in front of the Paroiches with his back to the Mizbeach, he stood in front of the Mizbeach. And the Rishash says that this was 20 Amos away from the Paroiches, and that's how he was Maze, he had to be a good picture. That's how he was Maze and the Paroiches, from behind the Mizbeach, he was standing the Mizrochei Shal Mizbeach, and he was Mazeh. Now the Gemara is going to explain, how do we know that there's a difference in the Hazoye of Yom HaKippurim and the Hazoye of the Par Koyin HaMashiach and the Par Helam Dovo. That's going to be, two Baraises are going to explain how we know that there's a difference. Tanu Rabbah, V'yotzo El HaMizbeach. By Yom HaKippurim it says, he goes out to the Mizbeach. Ma Talmud Loima, what is the V'yotza coming to tell us? Omar Rabbi Nechemye, Lefi Shemotzinu B'par Habo Al Kol HaMitzvus. Because we know by the Par Habo Al Kol HaMitzvus, the Par Koyin HaMashiach and the Par Helam Dovo. Shekoyin Oimeit Chutz LeMizbeach. There the Koyin stands outside of the Mizbeach, means on the Mizrach side of the Mizbeach, Umazal HaParoiches B'Shoshu Mazah, the Hazoya is made when he's standing behind the Mizbeach. In front of the Mizbeach, he's standing in front of the Mizbeach, B'Shoshu Mazah, Yochel Avzekein. So I would think that by Yom Kippur he also does the same thing. Talmud Loimar V'yotzo El HaMizbeach. He goes out to the Mizbeach. So where was he till now? Heichen Hoyo Lifnim in HaMizbeach. Before he was in front of the Mizbeach. And there it says, V'chein Yaseh B'Oyel Moyet, that he made the Hazoyes in the Oyel Moyet. So then after he made the Hazoyes in the Oyel Moyet, then he goes out in front of the Mizbeach, and he makes the Matonis on the Mizbeach. Tanya Idoch. Now there's a second Baraisa. Now, in order to understand the second Baraisa, you have to look in the Chumash. In Vayikra Dalid, there are two Psukim. There's Vayikra Dalid Posig Zayin. Let's start Posig Vov, Posig Zayin. This Posig is speaking about the Par Koyin HaMashiach. So let's start from Posig Vov. V'toval HaKoyin es etzboyoi badom, v'hizo min hadom sheva pa'omim l'pnei Hashem es pnei paroiches HaKoydesh. Here it says he's mazeh sheva pa'omim on the paroiches. Where is he standing? We don't know yet where he's standing. But it says he's mazeh sheva pa'amim. Then the next pasuk says, V'nosan ha-koyen min hadom, al-kalnois mizbach teures ha-samim b'nei Hashem. Then afterwards he puts the dam on the kronis. Asher bo'oyel moyet. Now he puts the dam on the kronis of the Mizbeach HaKtoires, Lifnei Hashem Asher Ba'oyel Moed. Now we have to realize, perhaps when we mave sedra, we don't realize it too much, but we have to realize the posik was shreklich madach. The posik says, the koyin puts the dam on the krones of the mizbach k'teiris hasamim, the mizbeach k'teiris. Number one, lifnei Hashem, it's the mizbeach that's lifnei Hashem, that also means the mizbeach hazot, asher ba'oyel moed, which isn't oyel moed. So the posik is telling me three simonim on which mizbeach we're speaking about, which is very unnecessary. To tell me three simonim, which mizbeach, from one simon I know already. Okay. So because of this, the Gemara made a drosha as follows. Let's just speak Oisabenik, then we'll see in the Gemara. So, the word Lifnei Hashem doesn't have to tell me which Mizbeach was speaking about. I know it says Mizbach Teres Hasamim, it says Mizbach Hashem Boyol Moyed. So the Lifnei Hashem, the Gemara is going to darshan over here. So the Gemara, so this Lifnei Hashem is not telling me which Mizbeach it is. We know which Mizbeach it is. So the Gemara darshans Mizbeach Lifnei Hashem V'loi Koyen Lifnei Hashem. That means the Mizbeach is in front of the Paroiches, but the Koyen is not in front of the Paroiches. So that means the Koyen is in front of the Mizbeach. So the Lifnei Hashem that it says by this Pasuk is coming to tell us that the Koyen is in front of the Mizbeach, not in front of the Paroiches, after the Mizbeach. That's what the Lifnei Hashem is coming to tell us. So Memele, so just let's say the drosha ready. So this is speaking about the Nesine. The Pasuk before was speaking about the Hazoya. The Pasuk did not mention that he changed his position. It says he's Mazer, and then he puts on the Dam on the Kronos. It doesn't say he changes his position in any way. And where is he? The Mizbeach is Lifnei Hashem. That's what I'll tell you. So that means the Mizbeach is Lifnei Hashem, and he's not Lifnei Hashem. So here we see that Tzai by the Hazoya, and Tzai by the Matonais, he's in front of the Mizbeach, he's the Mizrochish or Mizbeach, and Mamela, and that's where we see the difference between the Par HaMudov and the Par Koyim Mashiach, and the Par of the Par V'Soyer Shoyei Makipur. Now let us see Inavenik in the Gemara. Tanya Idoch, we learned another Beraisa. Lifnei Hashem. Why did the Pasuk have to tell us Lifnei Hashem? Ma Talmud Loima, Omar Rabbi Nechemye, Fishe Motzinu, Bepar Vesoyer Sheyoyim HaKippurim, Shekoyin Oymed Lifnim Min HaMizbeach. That means it's his Bein HaMizbeach LaParoiches. He's in the Marovay Shal Mizbeach. Umazel aparoiches b'shoshu umaze yochel avzekein. So I would think by the parhelam dovo and the parkein and mashiach, it's also that way. Talmud loyim mizbach teires hasamim lifnei Hashem eshaboyil moyed. Mizbach lifnei Hashem. The mizbeach is lifnei Hashem. Vein koyin lifnei Hashem. But the koyin is not standing lifnei Hashem. Hakeitzad, oimet chutz l'mizbeach u'mazeh. He's standing on the mizrochei shel mizbeach, in front of the mizbeach, u'mazeh, and he's mazeh. So these are the two limudim that from here we derive the difference that by Yom Kippur says v'yotzo, and here it says the mizbeach lifnei Hashem v'loi l'koyin lifnei Hashem. Let us see Rashi. Tonu Rabbonu, Hochi Garsinu Lo B'Teiras Koinim, V'yotza Ela Mizbeach. This is a Teiras Koinim in Parshas Achrei Mois. Ma Talmud Loime, Oberam Nechemye, Lefisha Metzinu B'Par Habo Al Kol HaMitzviz, Shu Oimet Chutz L'Mizbeach, He's standing, Chutz L'Mizbeach, and the Mizrochish HaMizbeach, U'maza La Poroiches B'Shosh U'maza. Yochel avzekein, so I would think that the Hazoy of Yom Kippur is also similar to this. Talmud loimer, v'yotzo el hamizbeach, he goes out, by the matonis he goes out. Heichen hoye, where was he till now? Lifnim in Hamizbeach. He was lifnim in Hamizbeach, but Marovish on Hamizbeach. Tanya idoch, lifnei Hashem, Talmud lo imam. Omer Abnechem, yelefishim otzino, bepal yoyim ha-kipurim. Shuoyim lifnim in Hamizbeach, mazal poroiches b'shoshubaze, yochel abzekeim. Talmud lo imam, Mizbach, Teiris, Asamim, Lifnei Hashem, Veinakoyin, Lifnei Hashem, Ochi Gassini Nami Lahach, Gabi Pakoyin HaMashiach, Beteres Koinim. This is a Bereise by Pakoyin HaMashiach and Teres Koinim. Vahochi Perushe de Tavai. Now Rashi says, I'll explain to you both Bereises. Viyotso El HaMizbeach, Ma Talmud Loime. Why does he have to say the yotzo? He went out to the mizbeach. Hoye loy lichtoy v'chiper al mizbeach asher lifnei Hashem. Ma talmud loyme the yotzo? The pasuk he goes out. Omer Rav Nechemya. You know why he has to say lefishem otzino bepar koyim mashiach upar ha'edo par helam dovo shekoyin oimet chutz lemizbeach. He's standing on the Mizrochi Shal Mizbeach, Shumaza Hazoi Shal HaParoiches, Ve'eino Yoimid Bein HaMizbeach LaParoiches. He's not standing between the Mizbeach and the Paroiches, K'dektoni Ba'achidach Baraisa. We'll see this in the next Baraisa. L'kamo. So I would think that by Vayom HaKippurim it's also the same. Talmud Loima, therefore it says Vayom HaKippurim V'yotza El HaMizbeach Lomadnu sha'ad achshav hoya oimed bifnim in HaMizbeach. Till now by the Hazoye was bifnim in HaMizbeach, v'marovish HaMizbeach. Now he goes to Mizrochish HaMizbeach. Tanya idoch, bagabi par koin HaMashiach lifnei Hashem. Ma talmud loima lichtoi, why does it say lifnei Hashem? Lichtoi v'nos nakoim in Adam ha'kalnes mizbach teiras ha'samim. Let it say mizbach teiras ha'samim. Yedei anishu lifnei Hashem. I know which mizbeach was speaking about. Ma talmud loima lifnei Hashem. So make a droshe mizbeach lifnei Hashem ve'ein koyin lifnei Hashem. HaMizbeach mavsik bein hakoyin leparoiches. The Mizbeach is mavsik bein hakoyin leparoiches, b'shas matan hakronis, b'shas tekronis. Uchshehiza ala paroiches, and b'shas hazoye, bo'isei mamed atzmai hoye. He was in the same position. Shreiloi nemro yitziya ben time. It doesn't say after the hazoye he goes anywhere. Lamadnu shoye oimed chutzle mizbeach. So from here we learn he was standing chutzle mizbeach v'mizrochish on mizbeach imaz. Now before we go further, let us just explain what Rashi is going to ask. There are two psukim. One speaks about the par koyin hamashiach, and one speaks about the par helam dovel. The pasuk by Par Koyin HaMashiach says, we had mentioned it already, this is Ayikra Dalet Pasuk Zayin, V'nosan HaKoyin Min Hadom Al Kalneis Mizbach Ktoires HaSamim Lifnei Hashem. That's this pasuk. And the Gemara Darsh is Mizbeach Lifnei Hashem. Vein Koyin Lifnei Hashem. Now, that's by Par Koyin HaMashiach. By Par Helam Dovo, it says, this is Posik Yutches, Umin Hadom Yitain Al Kalmeis HaMizbeach, Asher Lifnei Hashem, Asher Ba'oyel Moyed. Now, by the Par Helam Dovo, it says, Yitain Al Kalmeis HaMizbeach, Asher Lifnei Hashem. So from the Asher we see that this is going on the Mizbeach. We're saying the Mizbeach is Lifnei Hashem. Yitain, he should give Al Kalnei, he should put Al Kalnei HaMizbeach, Asher Lifnei Hashem, the Mizbeach which is Lifnei Hashem. Now, by Par Helam Dova, this drosh is beautiful. The Mizbeach is Lifnei Hashem, but he's not Lifnei Hashem. He's the Mizrochish HaMizbeach. The first pasuk, by pa koyin ha-Mashiach, one could be a shtickle lamden and say pshat and pasuk is different. You can say like this. The nosan ha-koyin min ha-dom al-kalnois mizbach k'toyres ha-samim lifnei Hashem. Here it doesn't say Asher lifnei Hashem, it says lifnei Hashem. So lifnei Hashem could be speaking about the koyin. And we can learn shat in the pasuk as follows. V'nosan ha-koyin min ha-dam al-kalnois mizbach ha-k'toyres. He should put the matonis and the kronis when he is standing lifnei Hashem. That means that he's bein ha-poroiches the mizbeah. He's bein ha-rovoi shel mizbeah, and he'll put and he'll start on the kronis shel mayret, and he'll put on the kronis shel mayret, and he's lifnei Hashem. It doesn't say ha-mizbeah ha-shel lifnei Hashem. It says v'nosan ha-koyin ha-dom lifnei Hashem. So it could be lifnei Hashem is going on the koyin. So it could be he's standing bein ha-poroiches le mizbeah. And he puts on the Meirev the Kikronis. That is going to be Rashi's Kasha. So that means, by the Parhel and Dovo, you can't say such a Dreibel. It says, Asher Lifnei Hashem, says going on the Mizbeah. But in the Par, Koyin and Mashiach, it doesn't say Asher, it says Lifnei Hashem, so maybe it's going on the Koyin. That is Rashi's Kasha. V'im Toima, V'aloi Loiksiv Asher Lifnei Hashem, Ela Lifnei Hashem. It's going on the Nesina of the Koyin. The Koyin lifnei Hashem. The Koyin is lifnei Hashem. The Koyin is bein aparoiches lemizbeach. Yevshaloi mekay. Shrebe par ha'eda by par hamdovo nemar asher lifnei Hashem. Bal kolchacha mizbeach koyin. Avoidish name ha'yeshava. Both are the same. Avoidish amemele. So it's boze v'gila zeh. So the asher of Parhelam Dovor is Megale on the Lifnei Hashem of Parkei the Mashiach. It also is equivalent to Ilu it said Asher Lifnei Hashem. Zog the Gemara weiter. Hischil Mechatei V'yoyret. Tonu Rabbonu. Hischil Mechatei V'yoyret. He started to make the four matonis and the kronis. Now we have a baraisa. Where did he start from? So the Tanakam is Rabbi Kiva, not like our Mishnah. So the Tanakam says, Mikeren Mizrochis Doroimit. He started from Mizrach Dorim, like he started by Achatos, Chitzoyna. Doroimis Marovis, he goes left. Doroimis Marovis, Marovis Tzfoinis, Tzfoinis Mizrochis, Divrei Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Kiva holds, you start from Dorim. Rabbi Yossi Haglili says, and that's like the Tana of our Mishnah, he starts Mikeren Mizrochis Tzfoinis, he starts from Mizroch Tzofim, Tzfoinis Marovis, Marovis Doroimis, Doroimis Mizrochis. Mokim sheRabbi Yosi Haglili Maschil Shom Rabbi Kiva Poisek. Mokim sheRabbi Kiva Maschil Shom Rabbi Yosi Haglili Poisek. Period. Now let us see Rashi. Meheichon Maschil Mikeren Mizrochis Doroimis. Now we have here Amachloikis Rabbi Kiva. If you start from Dorim, or if you start from Tzofen. Rabbi Kiva says you start from Mizrochis Doroimis, and Rabbi Yosi Glul holds you start from Mizrochis Tzfoinis. He holds Mizrochis Doroimis, Rabbi Kiva. Kosova, so Rashi says the Machloikis is dependent on another Machloikis. We had before in the Masechta a Machloikis by the Bayis Sheni, how many Poroiches there were. Were there two paroiches and was there one paroiches? That was mavdol between the Heichel and the Kodesh Kadosh. According to the man, the Yomar, that there were two paroiches, and Rabbi Kiva holds there were two paroiches, so it was as follows. The outer paroiches opened up on Tzad Dorim. It was bent over, there was an opening on the Dorim, on the Dorim side of the paroiches. The Kohen went on Tzadorim. He went between the two Paroichesen. Then the second Paroiches was an opening Betzad Tzofen, and he went into the Kodesh Kadoshim. That is, if you hold, there were two Paroiches. If you hold, there was one Paroiches, so there was an opening only Betzad Tzofen, he went direct from Tzofen. That is, the Knesset to the Kodesh Kadoshim was from Tzofen. So the Mele, if there was one Paroiches, he went from Tzofen. So now, when he left the Kodesh Kadoshim, which side did he leave from? So Rabbi Kiva holds there were two Paroichesin, so he went out from Tzofen, he went between the two Paroichesin, he came into the Heichel Mitzad Dorim. According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, there was only one Paroiches, so he entered the Heichel Mitzad Tzofen. Now let us see what Rashi said. Meheichon maschil mikerem mizrochis droimis. So Rashi says, Kasova Rabbi Kiva holds, Shtei Paroiches hoyu, there were two Paroiches, Vachitzoyne Perufo min Hadorim, the outer Paroiches was bent over Mitzad Dorim, that made a Knise to, that's how the Kohen entered into the Kodesh, that's how the Kohen left the Heichel, and that's how he came back into the Heichel Mitzad Dorim, Kedisnan b'masnisen, Uchsheyotso mi beis Uchesheyotso, when he left Mibes Kodesh Kadoshim, when he left the Kodesh Kadoshim, Derech Hadoroim Hizo Al HaParoiches. So he was Maze on the Paroiches Derech Hadoroim. Now the Rishash is two Mahalchem and Rashi. Let us just say one Mahalach now. So the Rishash says, the Rishash is a big problem on Rashi. He says, L'chayre, he was, let us say, this is the Paroiches that was going, Midorim L'tzofen. He came out over here. So Rashi says he was Mazeh Derech Dorim. So he says, it says in the Mishnah, he was Mazeh Keneged the Shnei Badei Ha'orim. The Shnei Badei Ha'orim were in the middle. He went till here, and then he was Mazeh. So the Rishash wants to be mitzadet could be, since we had a machloikis tanoim, if he had to hit the paroiches, the chachamim all, he didn't have to, it was just connected the paroiches, he didn't have to hit the paroiches with azoyas adam. So Mamela, when he walked out over here, he didn't have to walk to the middle to be mazeh, he was mazeh on an angle. That means that, so he came out the dorim, And he hears the dam with him, and he's mazah on the paroiches from Dorim. He's being mazah from Dorim. So it comes out, so where is he? He's in Dorim. So now he has to go, v'yotza elam izbeah, so he goes further down towards Dorim. He wasn't Dorim, actually. So he goes further down towards Dorim. According to Rav Yossi Aglili, there was only one paroiches, and you left Tzofen. So he was Mazer from Tzofen. He was on Tzofen. Then when he went down, so he went down Tzofen. So according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, he met up with the Keren Mizrachi Tzfoinis. According to Rabbi Kivi, he met up with the Keren, Droimis Mizrachi. Now let us see Rashi. Meichen Maschel, mi Keren Mizrachi Droimis. Kesova, Rabbi Kivi, old Shtei Paroiches Hoyu. Vachitzoyne prufe min adom kedesna bemasnisen, uch sheyotza mi beis kotshe akadoshim, derech hadorim, hizo ala poroiches, uch shehishlem, so when he finished with the hazoye, boloi lebizbeach, ledroimis marovis, shehi rishoyne loy, so the first ruach, he's in dorim, now he's going towards the mizbeach, so the first karen he will meet will be droimis marovis, Visham Loihoya Noisin Kedamrinan Lakamon, the Binan Viyotso Adinofik Mikule Mizbeach. He has to pass by the whole Mizbeach, the Fikach, but he's in Dorim. So the first Karen he meets up, that's Karen Marovis Droimis. He doesn't do anything over there. The Fikach Yoitzel Mizrochis Droimis, Umaschil Shom, so he starts over there. The Choyzer Derech Smoil, then he goes, so he was here, Droimis Mizrochis, Marovis Droimis, Kamen Porich, Lakif, Derech Yemin. He should be going, that means when he's facing the Mizbeach, so he's going towards his left. He's going left. So that is according to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Oimer, Sova Loki Rabbi Yossi de Masnis and the Oma Loihoise Sham Elo Paroiches Achas. There was only one Paroiches approved of Minatsofen. It was opened up Mitatsofen. Shegomar Matnois Pnim, when he ended the Matonis, the Yotso Derech Tsofen, Poga Trilo Betzvainis Marovis de Mizbech. So first he met up with the Tzvainis Marovis, Vishom Loinosan, Ache Yotso Bolil Mizrochit Tzvainis, till he came to Mizroch Tsofen, the Naisen Shom, Vechoisel Tzvainis Marovis, and then he goes from Mizroch Tsofen to Tzvainis Marovis, Derech Yemin. There he's going with his right. The Kul Alma Mio, but according to everyone, Bahu Karen de Pogabereisha Loy Ovid, he is not, he does not make the Matonis first on the first Karen he meets up with. Because the first Karen he meets up with is the Karen Marobi. He doesn't do anything. My timer. Why not? What's the kasha? We have a klal ein maviren ala mitzvah. That means I have to make matonis on the mizbeach hazot. So you have to put on the keren. You just say, here's a keren. So start over here. Start on the keren marovi. So the gemara, Omar Shmuel, the Omar Kro, the yotzo ela mizbeach. He should go out ela mizbeach. Adinofik mikulei mizbeach. That he has, before he starts making any matonis, the yotza ela mizbeach, adinofik mikulei mizbeach. He has to pass by the whole mizbeach before he starts making matonis. So therefore, he can't make over here. He has to make. So Emerson, the Sfas Emes, asks the kasha, where does it say the yotza ela mizbeach, adinofik mikulei mizbeach? He goes out to the mizbeach. Yotza ela mizbeach, adinofik mikulei mizbeach. Perhaps, I'll say that Sfas Emes is teretz right away, but perhaps the raya is, he was standing before bein ha-mizbeach le-paroiches. That's where he was before. If he would now make the matonis, we'll start from Mayrev, so he's in the same place. He's bein ha-mizbeach le-paroiches. There's no yitzia. The yotza means he went out from the place he was before. He didn't go out any place. Before it was Beinah Mizbeach L'Poreches, now he's Beinah Mizbeach L'Poreches. He's closer to the Mizbeach, further away from the Poreches, but there's no Yitzir. A Yitzir means he went out of that Rishus, he left that Rishus. So Al Kolchoch, he has to go, that he has to be he left Beinah Mizbeach L'Poreches, and now he's Mizrochish on Mizbeach. Could be that is Pshat. The Sfas Emes says a different teretz. He says, the Yotzo, I don't know what it should have said, but he says, that what it says, El HaMizbeach, means the way you go to the Mizbeach. The Yotzo, you should go to the Mokim, how you go to the Mizbeach. Normally, you go to the Mizbeach from Mizrach. So, Memela, the Yotzo, he goes to the El HaMizbeach. So the El HaMizbeach is the Tzad Mizrach. That's what the Sfas Emes says. But Al Koponim, so even though theoretically we should have said that he should have been, he should start the Matonis Mitzad Mayrit, Afal Pikein. Because of this Pasuk, the Yotza, the Nofik of Kulam Mizbeach, Mikulam Mizbeach. So therefore, you start a Mizrochish on Mizbeach. Period. Frag the Gemara. Ule Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Kiva, Nakif Derech Yemin. Good. So he went out on Dorem, he's on Dorem, he's now on Mizroch, the Droimis Mizrochis, fine. So why do you go to Droimis Marovis Derech Smoil? Go Derech Yemin. Leima bederomi bei Yecheskel komitligi. Da oma romi bei Yecheskel. Yam she osa Shloime. Shloime Melech had made a big receptacle. That was a yam. I made al shneim osa bokel. So it stood on 12 bokel. Shloisha poinim tzafoino. 3 of the bokel were facing north. Was facing north. Shloisha poinim yomo. 3 were facing west. Shloisha poinim negbo. Shloisha poinim mizrocho. Vayam aleyem milamailo. The chol achireyem baisa. The backs of the boker were facing towards the inside. That means, so you had boker facing, you had boker facing in 4 directions. Now, if a person is standing outside of the yam, he's facing the yam, so if this is tzofen, it started off with tzofen, and then he went to Meirev, and then he went to Dorim, and then he went to Mizrach. So if a person is standing on the outside and facing the Yom, so this direction he's going Liyamin. If you're facing the Yom over here, and here's Tzofen, I'm standing in Tzofen, so I go this way. So I'm going Yamin to Meirev, to Dorim, and to Mizrach. This is Derech Yamin. So we see that the Pasuk, when the Pasuk said the directions of the Bokel, the Pasuk went Derech Yamin. So he learned out from over here, Kolpines Yehala Maritos, Rami by Yecheskel learned from the Shekolpines Shatapoyne Lehu Aderech Yamin. Lemizrach, this Lemizrach is, we'll see, out of place. So here Rashi will explain this Lemizrach. He's not going Lemizrach, he's going from Tzofen to Meirev. So we have here a machlokes. Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Rabbi Kiva, is mar islay the Rami by Yecheskel, or mar leslay the Rami by Yecheskel. So Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds like Rami by Yecheskel. So therefore, you go derech Yamin. Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold like Rami by Yecheskel. So therefore, you go derech Shmuel. So the Gemara says loy. The kula alma islu the Rami by Yecheskel. No, everyone holds like Rami by Yecheskel. Bahoche, bahoche mifliki. Mar sovar yalfinam ponim michut. That is true. The Pasuk tells us in the chutz, this wasn't, the Yam Shel Shleima was not in the Heichel. The Yam Shel Shleima was in chutz. So in chutz, there's a seder of kopinish at the point of the Yelabimim. That's a seder in chutz. Here we're talking about pnim, we're speaking about the Heichel. The Heichel is an under mocking. In the Heichel, there's no such Seder. That was a Seder that was given Bechut, not Bepnim. So, Mar Soval, Yalfinim Ponim Michutz. Rabbi Yosef Glili holds that you learn not Ponim Michutz. Umar Soval, Lo Yalfinim Ponim Michutz. You don't learn not Ponim Michutz. So, Memele, so therefore we're not obligated to go Derech Yamin. Kolpinish at the point, Leye Derech Yamin, that's Tavke Bechutz. Bifnim and the Heichel, we don't have a limud that you have to go in that direction. Frek the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva, Nehei de lo yalef ponim michutz. Good, there's no limud. So pshat is, so in Bifnim you can do whatever you want. There's no limud. Aber iboy hochi navid, iboy hochi navid. Why did Rabbi Kiva say, bedavki you go derech smoil? Say, you can do whatever you want. If there's no side, you can do whatever you want. Omalocha Rabbi Kiva, so Rabbi Kiva says, Amoyre de Kelomdes. So Rabbi Kiva says, Midine, Bahu Karen de Poga Bereshe, Bahu Ovid Bereshe. Rabbi Kiva said, really, we have a problem over here. The Kayin Godel was coming from the Paroiches, he was coming towards the Mizbeach. Which Karen did he meet up first? He met up first with the Karen of Marovis Droimes, he met up with that Karen. So really, he should have made the maton on that kerem. The Omar is Shlokish Eimavir and Allah Mitzvahs. Like Shlokish says, you Eimavir and Allah Mitzvahs. You met up with a kerem, so you should have made the matonis over there. V'amaylo Yovit. So why doesn't he make the maton there? Mishum d'chsivi yot Allah Mizbeach. Ebek zeres hakosu. Adinofik mikul Mizbeach.
Sagt Rabbi Kiva, we keep in the yoy, we he keren. So good. I have to be kind of yoy, some is bech, warte. That means that we klole ya teure, I'm a viren alle mitzvahs, the habatone should have been on the keren, dreimis, marovis. That's what should have been. No, there's a gzeres akosuk that we go, we yoy, some is bech. Aber we keep in the yoy, bahu keren. But things are very good. So I was mekayim the biyot. I made now and keren mizrochis droimis. Hodor osilahu keren. So now you go back to that keren. That keren is a dinkdime. That keren, there was a dinkdime mevirin ala mitzvahs. Osilu keren de chayim lemeisim bereish. Really, also mechuyim to put in that keren first. No, zegzeres akoso biyotso. So Mamele, but after I was Mekhaim the Vyota, I have to go back to that Karen. So you see, Amruim the Kechidish, the Mrei Misodin says, that Eim Aviren ala mitzvahs is not Pshat Eim Aviren, you're not supposed to pass by the mitzvah. But what if you did? Far fallen. There's no such thing we see in Rabbi Kiva. It's not Eim Aviren ala mitzvahs, the Eim Aviren ala mitzvahs is Mechaim, I should make a batonim, a marov is droimis. I couldn't do it till now, so I couldn't do it. But now we go back to the Allah of Eim Aviren ala mitzvahs. That's a made the Kechidish of Rabbi Kiva. Let us see what Rashi says. Leima Rabbi Kiva shemakiv l'smoil, Rabbi Yose Glili hamakiv l'yemin, b'derom b'yecheskel komif l'gi, oy medosh neimoso boko, Biyam shal nechayshis, sha'oso shloy meksiv, shloy shepoinim tzofoino, mikro zemoin vahoylech, derech yemin hamaki vesayom. The person that says going around the yam, obo mitzof on the mairo. Bibarim le domi dom le mizrach, derech yemin makifas, he's going derech yemin. So it says in the Loshon of Romi, Ayecheskel yimake kolpinish at the poine le poine derech yemin, so it says derech yemin le mizrach. So Rashi says lo shaych le misna hochi le mizrach. Here there's no shaych to mizrach. What how does mizrach come over here? Ela b'meseches vochim the maisi lo lahom asniso ala kevish. There the Gemara is speaking about when the kohen goes up on the kevish to make the matonis of a chatos. So there it says, v'oi l'loi, he goes up on the kevish, upoine li'yemin, is l'mizroch upoine. There the yemin, when you're standing on the kevish, so the yemin is l'mizroch. V'agavrite da'hi girse, noket lo bekul l'shas. So therefore the Gemara says, that with that girse, the Gemara says, derech yemin mizroch. But really, the word is not, the together is not mizroch. Together is, you have to go derech yemin. So, akaponim, according to the first teretz of the Gemara, the machloikis Rabbi Kiva, Aesis Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, he has no problem. The first one he met up with was Marovis Tzvainis. That's also the yemin. So he's going yemin and he's mekayim everything. He's going derech yemin and he was mekayim, Eim Aviren ala mitzvahs. Rabbi Yosi Aglili, that when Rabbi Yosi Aglili that goes from Mizrochis Tzvainis to Marovis Tzvainis, he has a multitude of reasons why he's doing that. But according to Rabbi Kiva, that started from Mizrochis Droimis, some Melech Rabbi Kiva held that the din kedime of Eim Aviren ala mitzvahs is machia over the halacha of kolpinish at the poine el yifne el derech yamin, and therefore in this case he goes derech yamin.